of law.
Can an insurance company get back the money it paid you when your spouse was mistakenly reported dead? Well, the court dug up an answer to that question in the case of the swept-away sailor. Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO, sponsored by General Security Services Corporation. Sarah Burkett was desolated when she received the notice from the Navy. Her husband, Don, was a specialist on a submarine operating in the Pacific. He had volunteered to do a needed job on deck during a tropical storm. He had completed the job and was trying to get back to the hatch when an unusually heavy wave swept him off the deck. The crew had tried unsuccessfully to find him. Well, the Navy issued a certificate of presumptive death on her husband. His insurance company paid her $25,000, the face amount of his policy. To take her mind off her grief, Sarah took a job, worked at it for about 2 years. And then, suddenly, a remote island government announced it was releasing two Germans and an American prisoner. The American turned out to be Don Burkett. Sarah cried tears of happiness at their reunion. And Don said, "You know, after being swept off the sub, I was picked up by this government gunboat. On the island, they asked me a lot of fool questions, and they decided I was some kind of a spy. I kept writing letters from my prison camp, but they tore them all up." "Well," said Sarah, "you're home, and I'm the happiest woman in the world." But her happiness was dented when an insurance representative came to see her. The company wanted a refund of the $25,000 they had paid her for her husband's death. Well, Sarah refused to pay, and the company filed suit. The insurance company said, "This is a very simple case. We were to pay the money in the event of Mr. Burkett's death. We paid the money as agreed. Now that we know he is alive, Mrs. Burkett must return what we advanced, and we will reinstate the policy just as it was before he was swept off the submarine." Sarah's attorney said, "The Navy's certificate of presumptive death was not a final determination. What they meant was he was most probably dead, but not necessarily. Therefore, when the company paid, that was in effect a compromise of her claim. And as a compromise, law will not allow it to be changed." What should the court do about the swept-away sailor's policy? We'll hear the court's verdict right after this. Can an insurance company get back the money it paid you when your spouse was mistakenly reported dead? Yes, said this Pennsylvania appeals court. This was not a compromise. There was no dispute between Sarah and the company about Don's death. Both sides believed him dead, and neither anticipated his return. So here there was a mistake of fact, in which case it is only fair to return the parties to their original position. Sarah, therefore, must repay the $25,000, and the policy of insurance must be reinstated. In this Pennsylvania case, it's a Point of Law on WCCO.